This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Prakhar Sachdev and you are tuned into On The Ball, Money Control's sports podcast. Defending T20 champions West Indies under their new captain Kyron Pollard are gearing up to take on the men in blue in three-match T20 and three-match ODI series starting 6 December in Hyderabad, following which they play at Thiruvananthapuram and Mumbai on December 8th and December 11th respectively. To discuss and preview the T20 series, I have with me Network 18's Group Sports Editor Gaurav Kalra. Hello and welcome to the podcast, Gaurav.
Always good to be here, Prakhar.
So Gaurav, to kickstart things, Indian opener Shikhar Dhawan has been ruled out of the T20I series owing an injury. Is Dhawan's loss a big blow considering how well Shikhar Dhawan and Rohit Sharma bat together in white ball cricket?
Well, yes and no, Prakhar. In many ways, you know, of late, Shikhar Dhawan's form hasn't been that great. He's not. In fact, there have been question marks about his place at the top of the order. This allows for KL Rahul to go to the top of the order and bat alongside Rohit Sharma. And Rahul has played quite well in T20 internationals of late. In fact, after losing his place in the Test team, he's put in some good performances in the limited overs formats. He's had a good time in the Syed Mushtaq Ali tournament where he's made runs, he's looked fluent, he's gone for the big shots. And I think that this will give India an opportunity to look at KL Rahul as an opening partner for Rohit Sharma in case Shikhar Dhawan's form remains iffy. Now, clearly, Shikhar Dhawan is a senior player. India would like to go back to him. He offers left arm. He's a left-hander, so at the top of the order, that option with the left-right combination is good. And he's got a very good record. However, like I said, recent form hasn't been great. And so this is an opportunity in some ways for someone like a KL Rahul to get an extended run in the opening position.
So now that you have said that Rahul will replace Shikhar Dhawan at top of the order and he will open the batting with Rohit Sharma, so and Rahul has definitely upped his game in last 1 year. So is Rahul Rohit opening combination the way forward for India in the white ball cricket, and considering that Dhawan is also aging?
We will find out. I mean, Dhawan is 34. In fact, his birthday is today, so it isn't like he's aging. It is that he is he's in his mid-30s, and this is not a time in which batsmen tend to do very have a good phase of their career. He's a fit guy, so I would not write him off. The issue of whether KL Rahul is the right opening partner for Rohit Sharma, all these questions will be answered over the course of the next sort of 6 or 7 months as India go out looking for the right balance for their squad for the T20 World Cup. But this will be a step in that direction. See, Prakhar, there is no doubt about the quality of KL Rahul as a batsman. He can bat at a different tempo. He can bat to the requirements of the game. He's got the big game. We've seen it in the IPL. He can hit big sixes. He's also got great fluency with the shots that he hits off the ground. And also remember, Prakhar, that in the Syed Mushtaq Ali tournament, KL Rahul was keeping wickets for Karnataka and doing a very good job of it. So his wicket keeping has improved. So going forward, if India want to look at playing an additional all-rounder, want to play Hardik Pandya, who's not in this current squad, and Shivam Dubey, both in the team, to have a little depth there, they may look at someone like a KL Rahul as a wicket-keeping option as well. So all of this are cards on the table at the moment, and it's going to be shuffled around. But yes, KL Rahul, class, pedigree, no doubt about that. So let's see how he goes in this series.
Now that you have mentioned the wicket-keeper, one wicket-keeper who is constantly under scrutiny is Rishabh Pant. Now, Pant has occasionally shown flashes of brilliance and then he slacks off. He has already lost his place in Test squad to Virdhman Shah. Now, all of a sudden, he has a competition in white ball cricket in form of Sanju Samson. And as you said, that KL Rahul also provides a very viable option for keeping wickets in limited over crickets. Is Pant running out of time? But Kohli in his press conference said few comforting words for Pant. So what's wrong with Pant and what's the way forward for him?
Well, I don't think he's running out of time. He's only 21 years old. He's still a very, very young player who's making his way. I think Kohli made a very good point in his pre-match press conference that he seems to play at a different rhythm and with a lot more freedom and less burden on his shoulders than in IPL than he does in international cricket. And that is perhaps because he's felt the weight of all this analysis and scrutiny around him. Now, I think the team management is not entirely blameless, Prakhar, in this entire episode, because you've seen some of this started with the initial comments from Ravi Shastri, his coach, that he's been given a rap on his knuckles, that he's been identified as, he's been told that his shot selection certain times hasn't been great. So I think there's been a message that's almost a mixed signal that's come out of the team management as well, that they don't back him. They haven't backed him 100%, or they haven't trusted him 100% with certain decisions that he's made. However, you've got to remember, you're talking about a very special player who's able to change the course of a game in the space of 3 or 4 overs. Rishabh Pant has the kind of ability that he can strike at 160, 170, 200 if the need be, and be a really exceptional middle order finisher type of batsman. He will get his run, and if he has another run of lack of success, he may have to be left out of the playing 11. May lose his spot. All these things happen in the life of a young cricketer, but he will learn from all this. Like I said, Prakhar, he's 21 years old. Very different situation to Shikhar Dhawan, like you mentioned earlier, who's 34 and who's probably going to not get the same number of opportunities that someone like a Rishabh Pant will. But looking at having seen Rishabh Pant play in IPL, in T20 cricket, I have no doubt that if he comes off, he's going to be an explosive and very successful option for India.
So, two players who have got back together in the Indian squad for this series against West Indies are Kuldeep Yadav and Yuzvendra Chahal. And as we have seen, they like each other's company and they like bowling with each other. So, will the two be Kohli's go-to bowlers in the upcoming T20s as they prepare for the next year's World Cup?
Yes, I think that the larger message that has come through, Prakhar, from the team management, especially with regard to T20 cricket, is they are trying a variety of options, mix and match, and making sure that they get the right personnel in place for the squad that they will ultimately pick for Australia. And there's still a lot of time to go for that. India play a lot of T20 cricket. All the players will be involved in the IPL. Now, one of the reasons that was given for leaving Kuldeep and at times Chahal out of the 11 was that India wanted to find batting options at number 8 and 9. So, you know, Virat Kohli made the point about how other teams have the choice of having hitters or good batsmen at 8 and 9. And because when Chahal and Kuldeep played together, India lacked in that department. So they perhaps wanted to look at players who could perhaps find impetus towards the end of the innings. I think that Kuldeep and Chahal are a very good combination together, Prakhar. When they play together, they become that much more effective. Also, with the World Cup in Australia in 2020, the role of wrist spin will definitely be, more impactful, one would imagine, than finger spin would be. So it's good to see that Kuldeep and Chahal, with their record, are now back in the mix as a pair. Chahal was always around. Kuldeep had missed out on selection in the last few series. And let's see if he plays together with Chahal, if he's actually worked on some of the aspects that the team management may have referred to him. I mean, among the things that was being talked about was that he was perhaps a little too slow in the air. So if he's worked on some variations and if he's worked on that aspect of his bowling, we'll wait and watch. But he's a very special bowler.
Okay, so Virat Kohli in his pre-match conference said that India need to improve while defending the totals. So can we see if Virat Kohli wins the toss, electing to bat first, and is that actually the cause of concern for India?
Yes, I mean, India's record while batting first isn't nearly as good as when it is when they are chasing, because when they are chasing, they've got players like Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma himself, guys like this who are able to chase over time a chase perfectly. I think one of the reasons why India will want to look at batting first, one aspect of their play when they want to look at batting first, is whether they have enough explosive ability in their T20 lineup to actually set a big target and go for a huge target right from the beginning. They're not quite sure if what sort of target they want to set and whether they pick the right personnel for it. I think that if you imagine a perfect Indian T20 squad then and all of them doing well, then you have a fair number of players who've got the ability to hit big. You've got Rohit Sharma, who once he gets in can hit a lot of sixes. Shreyas Iyer, who's shown us already that he can hit sixes in the middle order. Rishabh Pant if he comes off, and then players like Shivam Dubey and Hardik Pandya. Now if you throw out your lineup, you've got four or five players who've got the ability to hit big sixes, who've got the ability to play at a strike rate of 160-170, then even if you're batting first, you can set big targets. So I think that is one aspect that India's management will definitely be looking at, what sort of personnel they need to play so that even if they are batting first, they have the ability to set huge targets.
Now talking about West Indies, their captain Kyron Pollard before the start of the series has said that they need to tick some specific boxes. So which are these boxes that West Indies need to rectify and so that they fight against India?
Well, see, since they won the T20 World Cup, the West Indies don't really have a very good record in T20 cricket. In fact, they've lost a lot of lost much more than they've won. They've just lost a T20 series to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Recently, they lost to India, I think, when India went to the West Indies. So West Indies are struggling in this format as well, at least on the evidence of what's happened off late. This squad is also missing some very good players. No Andre Russell, no Sunil Narayan, no Chris Gayle, Dwayne Bravo, not quite sure what the situation with him is. He keeps making noises about returning to international cricket, but is he not? You're not quite sure. The West Indies need to find that T20 mojo again with regard to the kind of cricket that made them such a attractive T20 team to watch. I think some of the players coming back will give them that option. The fact that Dinesh Ramdeen is back, he was a good addition lower down the order. Lendl Simmons, who made such an impact in the T20 semi-final against India in the 2016 World T20. So I think that Evan Lewis, a guy who's got a couple of T20 hundreds both against India. So I think, yes, this also is a search mission for them to find the players that they can go forward with, because this is, after all, their format.
So any young player in this West Indies squad that's touring India to watch out for?
I think Brandon King is someone that people have been talking about. He had a good CPL. People are talking about him as someone who can hit the long ball. Hetmeyer, I know we've seen a little bit of him. He's had success against India as well. He's played for RCB, not with that much success, but looking forward to seeing Hetmeyer and Shafane Rutherford as well. The West Indies seem to be able to have a supply line of very good T20 players. They are able to pick that. They have a good domestic league. Their players are in demand. T20 cricket around the world, so they get a fair amount of experience. So I think all these factors considered, they will present a pretty solid threat to India.
Okay, so finally, Pollard has said that they enter this series as underdogs. Do you agree with the West Indies captain's statement and that they have their back against the wall? And what are your expectations from the series? What could be the series outcome?
I definitely think they are underdogs. I think their recent record would suggest that the West Indies are struggling in this format to have lost to Afghanistan. Although Afghanistan has some very good T20 players, but they have lost to Afghanistan and they've lost those matches in India. In Lucknow. So it depends a lot on the conditions. I believe there's some rain threat for the game in Hyderabad. It's very, very difficult to predict what can happen in a T20 game. Players are able to take charge of the game. Already in this season, we've seen that India are far from as secure a side in T20 cricket as they have been, as they are in, say, Test match cricket. They've lost a T20 game to Bangladesh. They lost a game to South Africa as well. That series ended 1-1. Bangladesh in the third T20 game had a very good chance in that series, but then could not finish it off. So T20 will always be a tighter contest, but I think, Prakhar, if you want me to give you a scoreline, I think India will win 2-1.
Okay. Thank you, Gaurav, for your inputs on this series.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of On The Ball. If you have any queries and questions for Gaurav, please do send us a mail on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, the email ID is mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for tuning in.